The 13th of Elul this year falls out on Erev Shabbos, and it's the art site of Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, better known as the Ben Yishchai. The Ben Yishchai is a remarkable sefer of halacha and drush, 2 years' worth of Divrei Torah on the Parsha, again coupled with halacha. And since his yard site falls out on Erev Shabbos, I thought we would learn together a piece related to the experience of Shabbos Kodesh as it relates to the Jews as they found themselves in Mitzrayim. It's in year two, again, of the Sefer Ben Yishchai, the second year of his edition of Divrei Torah on the Parsha, and it's on Parshas Shmos. Vayomer Paro, Paro said to Moshe and Aaron, Hein rabim ata am haaretz, v'yishbatem osami sivlosam. The people are many, and Moshe and Aaron were coming to Paro, distracting the Jews from their work, and Paro says, you're preventing the Jews from carrying out their avodah. Nirali b'syata d'shmai explains the Ben Yishchai. The Kasuv Omer Adam La'amul Yulad, we know that the work that was performed by the Jews in Mitzrayim is really just part of the command of all human beings to work. Adam La'amul Yulad, man is created to work. However, explains the Ben Yishchai, work could mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Ach yesh hefresh bein Yisrael ubein umas ha'olam. There's a categorical difference between the work of a Jew and the work of the rest of the world. Ki Yisrael noldu la'amala shel Torah. The Ben Yishchai, whose life was filled with teaching Torah, with writing Torah, with paskening, halachos of Torah, the Ben Yishchai says that a Jew's life, a Jew's birth, was for the purpose of a lifetime of work in Torah. That when a Jew is involved in the study of Torah, he's literally building spiritual worlds above. And that's why Chazal comment in four Masechtos, the end of four Masechtos in Shas, most famously from Brachos, Daf Samach Dalid. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says that all of your children are Rav Shalom Banayach, and Chazal Darshan, Al Tikri Banayach, Ela Bonayach. All of the children of Hashem are not only children of God in the study of Torah, but are Bonayach, are builders, Lashon Binyan. Ki Yisrael Osin Binyan Ruchani Be'esak HaTorah Shehu Bapeh, that through the speech, which is used as the tool, the vehicle by which Torah takes place, the study of Torah takes place, we're supposed to enunciate the words of Torah, not merely to study them with our mind. There's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch whether one makes a birchas haTorah. If one just thinks Torah, and the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that one does not make a birchas haTorah just for thinking Torah, ideally it's chayim heim lemotzi'ayim, lemotzi'ayim bapeh, as the Gemara says in Erevin, to try to enunciate words of Torah. So when a Jew speaks words of Torah, he's building, he's making a binyan ruchani, a spiritual building. Aval umas ha'olam nodu la'amol ha'olam hazeh hagash mishu biyadayim. But the Umas Ha'olam are charged with the task of building the physical world with their hands. V'lachein amar ha'kol kol Yaakov, that we are the world of the voice of Yaakov, ki hu tam yoshev awalim ba'oel ha'shal Torah, livnos binyanim b'peh. Yaakov Avinu has the ability to build through the Torah that he studies in his tent, a building which takes place with his mouth, in a certain sense mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who creates through speech as well. Hu amar v'yehi, Hashem says, and it is. Right, the Asara Ma'amaros of creation, the 10 utterances by which Hashem created the world. So we walk in the ways of Hashem. We too look in the Torah and we create, through the process of the study of Torah. Hacheyadayim yidei Esav. But Esav is charged, the Umas Olam are charged with the obligation to build the Binyan Gashmi biyadayim. V'lachein ksiv am zu yatsarti li tihilasi. That this nation that I've created for me, they're able to praise me through Yisaperu, Hiyatora Yisaperu. Kila Malashal Torah Shuba Pe Yatsarti Osam. I made the Jewish people that through their speech they would be able to create a great Nachas Ruach for the Borei Olam. Vina Yisrael Biosam Mitzrayim Da Adayin Lo Nitnalem Torah. So when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, they had not yet received the Torah Kadosha. So we were not yet given the task of what? Of working with our mouths. So therefore, Paro trained us to work with our hands. When we were still in Mitzrayim, hayu oskim ba'amel hagashmi, we were involved in chomer ulevenim, we were involved in bricks and mortar, livnos ari miskanos, to build storage cities. Uva Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom lehotziyam l'salka me'avod azu kadei l'kabel ham Torah. And Moshe said, it's enough of the physical building, the lower level building, which is also valuable to the world, valuable to humanity, valuable to society. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's time for you to transition to the higher level building, the building of Torah. Sha'oz yeh amalam b'binyan haruchani, l'kayim ha'shenemar v'chol b'nayich l'mudi Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. Right, to be able to v'makayim the drasha of Rav Shalom Banayich, al tikri Banayich ela Bonayich. However, Paro comes to Klal Yisrael, who has yet to receive the Torah, and says, what are you talking about? There is no Torah with which to study. Paro bo liton kenegdo, machmas hasar shalom. Paro came and he claimed, hein rabim ata am haaretz, perush, afal pisha be'emes, hein rabim b'mala, even though the Jews are on a very great level, the rabim not only in terms of being numerous, but even though the Jews are very important, Paro understood that on a deeper level, Klal Yisrael were a significant nation. Shenivro la'avodah shel binyan ruchani, and Paro understood that at some point the Jewish people would be given the task of spiritual building, as the pasuk says, "Amzu yatzarti li tilasi yisaperu," as the Navi says in Yeshaya. Again, that from the creation of this nation, the intention was that they would be able to build through the koach hapeh. Ach ata basher hu sham am haaretz, but at this point, they're still what? They're still am haaretz. Again, the full pasuk, hein rabim ata am haaretz. Even though they're rabim, even though they're of great importance, but ata am haaretz, right now they're still regular people. Shelo nitlan ham haTorah, shebo yasu binyan ruchani ha'elyon. They're not yet charged with the task of spiritual building. They don't have a Torah. V'rak sheim am haaretz yeshalhem. They're just like everyone else in the world. Asher roi lehem amal hagashmi shu binyan hachomri. And therefore, Klal Yisrael at this point are charged with the task of physical building. And therefore, Paro criticizes Moshe and Aaron. Ve'ech tashbisu misiv losam. How can you take them away from their task? Ve'yishbatim osam misiv losam elu. Atma. Right? Paro was wondering, is asked, what right do you have to take them away from the avoda of building the world? Ve'ru'uyim siv los elu lehem. Because at this point, it's roy, it's fitting that they should be involved in it. Ve'lachein amu rabu seinu zal. And therefore, they respond harshly and say, the Jews, what are you claiming that they're ready for spiritual building? They don't have a Torah. Paro put them to work, that they should work harder in a physical sense. Lavod gam biyom haShabbos, that they should even work on Shabbos, which until this point had been permitted to them. Achar shekvar pitarum mikadmas dana milavod biyom haShabbos al pi atzasa shel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. That until this point, at the advice of Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro had patered them. He had exempted them from working on Shabbos. Biyosu b'beis Paro. As Moshe had thought of this idea and suggested it in Paro's home. Uvezeh pirashti mashakosuf. And with this we can understand the pasuk that says, Lama Moshe v'Aaron tafriu asa'am mima'asav. Why are Moshe and Aaron distracting the people from their doing? Kavanasu b'zeh al bitul ha'avoda b'yom Shabbos, shahaysa mitchila al pi ha'atzasa shal Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, shiyat es paro b'kach, va'ata ha'sar shalo chazer bo v'hafach levav paro b'zeh ba'amro, me'achar ki ein lehem adayin Torah lasok ba'v binyan ruchani, lama yibatlu min ha'avoda ha'gashris b'yom ha'Shabbos. Paro woke up to the realization, wait a minute, why am I giving them off on Shabbos? Shabbos will certainly one day become the day of Torah. As he's about to explain, Shabbos is Yom HaDinish Masa. We have many sources that indicate that it's a day of Torah. But at this point, the Jews don't have Torah. So Paro said, not only am I going to increase the work, I'm going to take back Shabbos. There's no reason that they should have been exempted from working on Shabbos. That right now, even though Rabbim, even though they're important, they will become important. Ata Am HaAretz. Right now, they're just like any other human being. And therefore, they should be involved in physical labor. Uvizem uvan atam shamu rabotzeinu. So now we understand, of course, from our perspective, when we do have the Torah, what the Medrash says, what the Psikta says, Psikta Rabasi says, lo nitnu shabbosos liYisrael elo laasok behem b'Torah. And again, there's a Yerushalmi and Shabbos in the 15th chapter, and there's a Tana de Be'aliyahu. There's many sources that tell us that Shabbos was given specifically for the purpose of Torah study. V'hainu ki Yisrael yesh behem koach livnos binyan ruchani ve'elyoni al yedei esek haTorah. The Jews have the ability to work on Shabbos, but it's a spiritual work. It's interesting. There are some halachas from that address the question, how can one learn Torah on Shabbos if learning, in fact, is building? And building is a violation of one of the 39 halachos of Bona. Seems like a silly question, but it is actually discussed by some halachic works, believe it or not. Obviously, one is allowed to study Torah on Shabbos, halacha lemaisa. However, we should realize that Shabbos is a time of building, a time of spiritual building. Lakach nikra'u b'na'im, kamo sh'amru chazal, chol b'na'ech l'mudi Hashem. Again, we are builders even on Shabbos. V'zeh ha'binyan shabonim oso al yedei esek haTorah, hu nasa b'chelek olam haba. And the building that we do through the study of Torah becomes our portion in the world to come. If one looks in the Medrash and Mishlei on the words Bansa Besa, that's exactly what it says. That a person is building one's spiritual home in the world to come through the study of Torah in this world. And therefore, on Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, we get a taste of our spiritual construction. We get a taste of our of the building that we're building for ourselves in some future point. And therefore, it's critical that we study Shabbos with greater zeal and passion, on Shabbos with greater zeal and greater passion. Shehu me'ein olam haba, kamo she'amru chazal, tzarech lahar b'zbo b'esek ha'torah. Ki oz yatzlichu bo yoser b'binyan haruchani. Because Shabbos, again, which is the taste of the world to come, the world where one will inhabit the structure that they've built from their Torah, obviously Shabbos therefore gives us the opportunity to build in a more significant way. And the Ben Ish Chai concludes with an amazing, amazing statement of the Mekubalim. He doesn't say who exactly, but certainly he's someone who was Osik ben Astaros and can be trusted. And it's really an amazing secret that he reveals to us here. He writes, L'chein kasva Mekubalim, D'gadol ha-poel ha-nasa me'esek ha-torah b'yom Shabbos, elef pa'amim yoser min ha-nasa me'esek ha-torah shal yemei achol. The Torah that a person learns on Shabbos is 1,000 times as valuable as the Torah that a person studies during the week. That means if a person studies 1 hour of Torah on Shabbos, it's the equivalent of 1,000 hours of weekday Torah. An amazing schus that is being revealed, the opportunity that's being revealed to us by the Mekubalim. So with this, again, we understand very simply, if Shabbos is a time of building spiritually through the study of Torah, we now certainly understand why the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph tells us that Bona is one of the 39 prohibited labors of Shabbos. Ki binyan hu av malacha, we have to remind ourselves on Shabbos to refrain from physical construction, but really it's a way of reminding ourselves to be engaged on Shabbos in spiritual construction. So in the schus of the Holy Tzaddik, the Ben Ish Chai, again whose yard site, this era of Shabbos, the 13th of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to enter into Shabbos with a new appreciation for the opportunity that it offers us. Power tried to argue that we don't have the Torah, and therefore we need to be his slaves. And he wanted to retract even the break that was given to the Jewish people on Shabbos. But Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah throughout the week, and on Shabbos we have the opportunity to increase our learning and to increase the value of our learning by doubling and enhancing our commitments to Torah. So Hashem should help us to be true builders. V'chol banayich l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich, al tikvi banayich, el spiritual bonayich. Good Shabbos.